There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. You're listening to My Talk 107.1. And entertainment involves food. We got to go to food court.
Let's do it.
We're trying to.
Let's do it now.
It's okay.
Yeah,
right now.
I don't know what's happening here.
Well, the thing is that we've had to fight off the paparazzi to get into court.
It's true, because we're very...
The only court I could never be in contempt of. Food court.
Bradley versus Dawn.
They love to argue.
On topics from the world of cuisine.
White meat or dark meat?
Blue cheese or ranch.
It's food court.
Gotta be a better way to phrase that. Let's go.
The Honorable Mike Ganger presiding.
Something's happening in the food court.
Oh, a Sbarro.
Sorry about that.
Dawn!
Why are you sorry? Because I couldn't get to play right away.
Oh, so you know what? How about this? I used to be a producer, and I still can, and I shouldn't have sprung that on you that
How
quickly.
How dare you should be
so
apologizing.
It's my fault, yeah. Mike. I'm sorry.
I was ready for it. It just didn't play.
It didn't
that
fire.
That was the problem.
I got you.
I hate when that happens. We're good to go.
Okay. Well, you have a question, Bradley, that
should
you want to pose.
Answer the question, or ask the question.
Ask the question.
Ice cream, colon.
What?
Not ice cream, colon. Which is better?
Semicolon.
Soft or hard? Ice cream.
God, soft, why do you have to say it like that?
Like what?
It's weird.
Do you like your ice cream soft or hard?
So 651 serve.
641-1071. Again, yes, that's the implication. What else did you think I meant?
I don't know.
Do you like your ice cream soft or hard? Now, Dawn, are you wondering why we're asking?
No, because I think it's a really good question. I don't have to wonder, but you can tell me.
Well, it's the summer and it's ice cream time. And I just had a good summer cone. It's actually a cup, because let's be clear, I never get a cone because cones terrify me.
Me too.
It scares me.
It scares me. The race to lick
it I can't.
Fast just enough.
Yell,
I can't.
Yell.
It's too much.
Anyway, soft or hard, what do you like it, or how do you like yours? Dawn, what do you think?
I like it hard.
Yes,
I like
queen.
Hard ice cream.
I'm in the hard club as well.
Yes.
I love it hard.
I do.
I want to get it as much in me as I can.
Yeah.
Hard and fast.
That's right. Soft serve is fine if you're talking about going through the DQ drive-thru, but what I will do with it is that I can't stand it being melty in any way.
Yeah.
So I will put it in the freezer to make the soft serve.
Oh my God,
firmer.
How do you get it to a freezer in time before it's complete soup?
Well, we live close to a DQ.
Oh, okay. Well, I live around the corner, but like we walk, and by the time I get home, my ice cream would be dead. We recently got a soft serve cone because we wanted to try the new churros cone. And one of the things we both said was like, you just got to eat it too fast. And so I would get it in a cup or something so I could just like get it at my own
speed. But it turns soupy too soon.
Yeah, it does. I totally agree. So I'm with you 100%. Hard ice cream all the way. Now, hand-packed is my favorite. You know, old school hand-packed hard ice cream.
What does that mean? Hand-packed?
It's literally hand-packed. Like, you know, into the thing.
Oh, you mean they scoop it? Hand-scooped?
And they pack it in.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what it's called, hand-packed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
You want to go to the phones?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's find out how Gail likes it. Gail, you like it hard or soft, honey? Hey, Gail. You, Gail. Yeah, you.
Okay.
Or not. Let's put Gail back on hold. We'll come back to her. Maria's on the line. Hey, Maria. You like it hard or soft?
Hi, Maria. You're on the air.
Hi.
How are you doing? Do you like your ice cream?
I love hand-dipped ice cream. It's the only way. Hard all the way.
Hard all the way. Hand-dipped. That's what it's called.
Hand-dipped, hand-packed, however you want it.
That's
want it hard.
Right. Any particular flavor you're into?
Nope, guess not. Let's go on to Gail again. Hey, Gail, are you there?
Gail, you're back.
She's eating her ice cream. Maybe not. All right. Well,
Gail, cutting out. If you can hear us, we're so sorry.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, hard. Because
it will eventually melt to a consistency that would be soft that you don't have to buy.
That's
so there
right.
you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I love it, Gail. I love
hard
your math.
Can
She's
soft.
Like, if you like it soft, you can get it hard too, and then just wait till it's soft. I love right? it, Gail. Thank you.
Thank you, Gail.
Mike, what do you think?
If I had it hard or soft. If I had it hard, I would just put it off to the side until it became soft. I'm a soft. I'd go soft.
It's okay to say soft.
I'm gonna say soft.
You're
so
a softie.
Soft serve. It comes out of the thing at DQ.
Yeah, I mean, I like it in. That's the thing. If I have like you know a little pail of ice cream, I'm gonna put it in the bowl and I'm gonna let it sit there until
it
melts and becomes soft.
You know, I used to do that when I was a kid. I would always like mix my ice cream up really fast mm-hmm. to like until it would melt and get soupy.
Oh.
And as a kid, that's the way I loved it. As an adult, I think it's because mm-hmm. I want it hard because then it lasts longer.
That's true.
Right?
Because I don't feel panicked in a rush before it becomes soup.
But when it's soup, you're like spooning it in and it's kind of like I love malt, but they are over way too fast.
Oh, sure.
Because you just suck it down too fast.
That's
it's just
right.
Like leaving the pail out and then you just go around the edge, that little area that melts first, and you go around the edge and you take that soft stuff.
I do like a.
And you wait until
what
it softens
do I call
again?
That? Like a soft hard? A softy hard? like half mast? What do you call that?
Half mast ice cream. That's you can open a food truck.
I'm just saying you get that creamy thing around the hard edge.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you have a particular favorite brand of hard ice cream?
Well, when we were at Ronald McDonald House, Chef Green.
Oh my God. I can't believe I just walked into this, but yeah, you're absolutely right. Go for it.
Okay. So he made a dessert. I don't remember what it was fried bananas. Remember that was so good with some homemade caramel sauce on it? Then they plopped some vanilla ice cream that was possibly the best vanilla ice cream I've ever had. I'm like, what is this?
Good.
And
do you know what it was, Mike?
What was it?
Kirkland, which is Costco ice cream.
Costco's premium vanilla ice cream. It's got to be the premium Kirkland vanilla ice cream. It comes in like, what are those, half gallons?
Yeah, it's like a tub.
It's like a tub. Oh God, it's so creamy. It's like
your face.
Am I wrong?
It rubs his head and goes, oh God.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's so good. I can't even really describe. Because I usually like vanilla bean ice cream when you're talking about vanilla. But this was, I was like, what is this?
The mouthfeel.
Oh, it's just Costco. I'm like, what?
I'm telling you, it is dangerous. I've never bought it myself.
I can't buy it.
My mother bought it, and that's how I discovered it. So she had it in her freezer. Mm-hmm. And Jamie and I both were like, what is this magic in this thing? Mm-hmm. This is dangerous.
That's right.
So if you ever get a chance to have the Kirkland Premium Vanilla Ice Cream, I think it only comes in vanilla.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think they sell any other kind of Kirkland.
Well, they don't need to. Do they just sell sauces next to it? You don't even need sauce.
Girl, no.
This just turned into a Costco commercial.
I'm fine with it. Okay, so two hards and a soft.
Yeah.
But what about you, Dawn? Are you like the half mast? You like the soft edges?
No, I want it as hard as I can get it.
So when you put it in your mouth, you want it hard?
Yes.
How do you get it out of the bucket like that?
Oh, well, you have to get hot water on your scooper, and then that's how you scoop it out.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, and then you just keep
scooping.
Yep.
I will say you got to
get. How many scoops do you do in a bowl?
Okay.
I want to know. This is important.
Well, I would say I don't know that I do actual scoops.
Oh,
I
like
do,
an
you know, a
scooper.
Big tablespoon, like the big soup spoon.
Mm-hmm. Just a tablespoon?
No, girl, listen to me. I'm not done talking yet. I take a big spoon. Just a spoon? No. I take the spoon and then I just start like hacking it out into my bowl
until my bowl
is full.
Estimate of a
I would
scoop.
Say it's a three scoop.
Three scoops. That's what I'm talking about.
Mike?
What's a bowl? Just take out the tub, you let it melt and you eat it right from there.
Yes.
Especially if it's a good Kemp's maple nut ice cream. That's my jam.
See, again, I love that, but I would get tired of one flavor, which is why I think the vanilla ice cream is superior.
Okay.
Because then you can doctor it however you want.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Gotcha.
But To each their own.
It's ice cream. All right. There's no wrong answer.
No, you're absolutely right. Okay, when we come back, sorry, we could talk about ice cream for the rest of the show, but we're not going to. What we will do instead is talk about Leonardo DiCaprio and his new girlfriend. Great. She's like 12 years old, and by that I mean she's actually 22.
Yeah.
And he's not. We'll talk about that when we return right here on Hey, My Talkers, Bradley here. I want you to do me a favor. Mark your calendars for Wednesday, June 21st. I'm really excited because I'm hosting an event with Alight to celebrate World Refugee Day. And I would hope that you'll be able to join me. You know, too often refugees and displaced people are portrayed one-dimensionally, often as victims or even worse, as villains. So with Alight, we're making space to lift up their stories of abundance and resilience, which is why I want you to join me on June 21st at 6 p.m. at Quincy Hall in Northeast. I'm going to be moderating a conversation with Andrew Leon Hanna, the author of 25 Million Sparks, The Untold Story of Refugee Entrepreneurs. We're going to follow up our chat with delicious arepas from Soleil Ramirez and Arepa Bar. And joining us for this event, some new Minnesotans, literally Afghan and Ukrainian newcomers who settled in our community over the last year. To learn more and to reserve your spot, head to wearealight.org/Bradley. And thank you.
We're going to take a moment to peer onto Leonardo DiCaprio's yacht. You're listening to The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1.
Great.
You know he loves to yacht, right? Leonardo DiCaprio loves to get on yachts with beautiful women. He also loves to date models. We know this. He just ended a long relationship for him with Camilla Maroney.
Yep.
And he's been single for over a year now. So he's
Well, it takes a while to find your next, you know,
honey.
Much younger.
Yeah. But when you have Gigi Hadid helping you out, who is a model, he's been linked to her since Coachella, really. But that was all her mother.
Well, that was Yolanda trying to get attention and trying to make a thing happen. And it was not happening.
And Gigi's probably like, Mom, stop it. OK, I'm friends with him and you're damaging my friendship. I'm going to prove to the world that we're not dating by hooking him up with my 22-year-old friend, Megan Roche.
Yeah, 22. By the way, remember, Leo is 48. I'm 48. So imagine me being like, hey, Don, meet my new boyfriend. He's 22.
I would say that is lovely. And how much do you have in common?
Yeah.
This is the question.
Other than the obvious, what could you possibly be interested in?
Yes. If you want to take a gander at him on his yacht with his chiseled physique.
Oh, by the way, I'd like to point that out. I did see a headline that talked about Leo's ripped physique or his buff physique. And I was like, I mean, he's not in bad shape. But
no,
like,
not at all.
But I'm like, come on.
That's not
you would not
physique.
Call a woman ripped if her body was that divergent from women are held
divergent. Your body is divergent
from ripped.
Yeah.
I'm saying like from what the society's definition
Thank you.
Of
That's
ripped.
Great to bring up. Yes.
You would never let a woman get away with that. So
no.
To let Leo and his, you know, fit dad bod, which mm-hmm. again, no shame. He looks fine.
Yeah. And I love the hairy chest.
Yeah.
Like I don't.
But he is in his rich actor dad bod face.
Yeah, he is, because he doesn't have to be ripped. Like you pointed out before the show, Zac Efron has to be ripped because he will be taking his shirt off in a movie, probably.
Yeah, like that's his thing, right?
But you don't
like
have
Channing Tatum.
To be. Yeah.
You're not going to see Channing Tatum doing the whale.
That's right.
Brendan Fraser.
No.
You know, like he's not going to be doing a role like that. He's going to be doing a role where he can flash his abs.
That's right, because that's what he's known for. Leo
is just, I'm on a boat and I don't care.
He's like, I'm so good, I don't have to be ripped. That's what it is. So he's with this very much younger woman, and you have a few details on. I'm not the only one that's sort of raising my eyebrows, Mike.
You're not.
So what happened? Busy Phillips had some opinions?
Busy Phillips wasn't too happy about this, or at least went to Instagram. She actually has deleted this since she posted it.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Oh, my. It was a picture of Leo and his reported girlfriend, and basically it just had the caption, Leo's girlfriend literally looks like she's Birdie's age, and then JC is what she said after that. Like, but not
who's
that.
Who's Birdie?
Her 15-year-old daughter.
Oh! Yeah.
Well, she does. Look at her face.
She is, like, elegant. She has a beautiful face.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous, kind of like what Brooke Shields used to look like when she was younger. And, you know, of course, super tall and thin. But it's a very baby face. Like, I just don't know how you can be attracted to someone who looks that young. It kind of creeps me out at this point. Well, I'll be honest.
Thank you for stating the obvious.
Right. Yes.
Like, if, again, nobody, if it was Olivia Wilde and some 22-year-old, I guarantee there would be a whole conversation about.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, people talked her about her creepy age discrepancy with Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Which, I think he's at least 30, if I'm not mistaken. Is Harry Styles 30? Either way, there's a double standard. But I'm
He's 29, and Olivia Wilde, I think, is like 30. What is she? 39.
Okay.
So 10 years.
Yeah.
Literally 10 years.
And
no,
they
no,
talked
no.
about it nonstop.
Leo is 26 years her senior.
Right. I'm just wondering, is he ever going to want something like substantial? It's maybe I have a skewed view, but I feel like we never see him, you know, with a person who seems to be
age appropriate
or that he seems like he's super in love with. Like, can you live your life and be like, I'm just going to hook up with people like 22
year old
models?
Being a man.
Yeah. So that's enough.
Painting like, with a broad brush.
I know.
But I think that
the dream of every man?
No, I don't think so.
Not
I think
you.
Most men, evidenced by the fact that most men are in long-term relationships. But I think he's just in a, there's clearly something else, right? Like, now I'm going to get a little deep on it. Like, there's clearly something else going on, because it's one thing if, you know, like, we all have a friend who's got, like, maybe a huge age gap with the person they're in a relationship
with. And I used to date younger
guys,
so I get it. But they were only, like, 10 years younger than me at the time, you know, 35 and 25.
But my point is, if you're always dating the same, like, aged person or, like, age range, and you keep getting older and they don't,
yeah,
that there's something there. What it is, I don't know, but it says to me that this is far more about you than it is the individual person. Mm. Because what I'm saying is, we all have experience with people who have we all know people who have, or maybe we have been those persons who date, you know, there's a huge gap in between. But one off here and there, it just, that's the
like
way it
over
works
and over
sometimes.
Again.
But the fact that it's repeat,
yeah,
consistent.
You can fall in love with somebody 30 years younger than you or more. It's just, it's the repeated.
Yeah, it's the fact models. That's all he ever seems to
and they
date.
Have to be super gorgeous and young.
Which just seems really
vapid.
Interesting. Okay. When we come back, we have more for you.
Thing entertainment.
I need a hero!
Yes, you do, my talkers, especially this time of year, especially when it involves your air conditioning. So I don't know if you've gotten your AC tune-up yet for the season, but if you haven't, Hero can do it for $69. They'll make sure your AC is in tip-top shape, and best of all, it comes with a 365-day no-breakdown guarantee, which means if anything pops up after they come out to tune it up, you should give them a call. And that's what you should do regardless. Even if you don't get the AC tune-up this year, but God forbid, something happens to your AC at some point throughout the summer, just call Hero.com. In fact, that's what we did last year. We had an issue. No, we didn't get our AC tuned up. And when we did have an issue, we called them out. They fixed the issue, and we haven't had a problem since. Call Hero.com today. You'll be so glad you did.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1. Well, we have to talk about, we just talked about Leo and, you know, his 22-year-old girlfriend. But let's switch gears to a couple that's much further along in their relationship. And it just seems to never end. We're talking about the divorce of Brangelina. You have some updates on something that's happening,
yeah,
Bradley.
In the year 2023, I would like to give you an update on the divorce of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. I don't know if you remember this, but I think, 2013? Is that when they... Is it
oh,
been
my
10
gosh.
Years?
Has it been 10 years?
Oh, no. Ooh. 2019.
Oh. It's been 10 years. When did
no,
they file
Brad,
for
No, Brad... Oh,
divorce?
I'm so confused. You know, the pandemic did me no favors.
No, I don't remember
Brad
a lot
Pitt,
of things before.
2020 is when they announced the decision to divorce, it looks like.
Okay.
Oh.
June 2020.
This is weird because...
No!
No, sorry.
No, that's, no.
Like,
that's no, that's the pandemic. No.
Are you sure?
I take issue.
Let's see.
You guys, that's
just
not even why
Bradley,
I brought you here.
Not Brad Pitt.
You can call him Bradley Pitt. I get confused for him all the time. All the time. No, they filed paperwork in 2016.
There it is. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I knew 2013, 2020, 2019. Nope, 2016.
It's all
I could
weird.
Just read what's in front of me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the moral of the story is it's now 2023, some 7 years later, and we are still talking about the not end of their divorce. And here's why. He just made new accusations against her in paperwork that was filed on June 1st of this year, according to documents obtained by CBS News, that accuses Angelina Jolie of attempting to, quote, seize profits she has not earned and returns on an investment she did not make. He goes on to describe his ex-wife as, quote, vindictive.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God. This goes all the way back to... something a little more recent, but still, nevertheless, part of this whole fall to roll. You remember they've got the winery.
The Chateau Miraval.
Have you ever had that stuff?
No.
I have never drunk it because, of course, I am a sober individual. Have either of you?
No.
You haven't had any of the...
I'm not that fancy.
The Brangelina grapes?
No. Nope.
Well, anyway, they
I
had
like
the...
Franzia.
No, you don't.
Just kidding.
Well, I did back in my 20s. Yeah. I used to take that bag out the box and squeeze every last drop into my mouth.
Oh, my.
Didn't you? There's like a whole cup in there, I swear. Okay. So she sold her shares in Chateau Miraval back in October of 21 when she cut a deal with Tenute Del Mondo. I don't know what a Tenuti Del Mondo is, but that is owned by the Luxembourg-based company Staly, which is controlled, however, in the words of Brad Pitt's legal documents, Yuri Scheffler, quote, an oligarch in the Russian Federation. This is some intrigue. This is some international intrigue.
Oh, no.
Stuff. Apparently, this Scheffler guy has Russian, British, and Israeli citizenship and lives with his former Victoria's Secret model wife, Tatiana Kovalina, in Switzerland, Dawn. And they attempted to make the purchase before or from Pitt at one point. And he was like, no, I want none of this. Because you'll remember, the whole contention between these two and Chateau Miraval was like, she's going to sell it to a competitor because that'll drive it into the ground and he's not going to be able to make any money off of it. Right.
Her half, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Which includes
her interest.
A vineyard.
Yeah. So like if you try to sell it to one of these conglomerates or whatever, that's going to take the control away from him or at least put him in a position where it's not advantageous for Pitt anyway.
Okay.
So he's still trying to halt the sale because the sale has not been completed. And that's why that's why he made this filing, because he's trying to, quote, regain his passion that is for winemaking, because who knew Brad Pitt had a passion for winemaking. Mm-hmm. And apparently he credits that to his friend Mark Perrin, the winery, who he has helped with the winery turn into a multi-million dollar global business and one of, quote, the world's most highly regarded makers of rosé wine.
Yeah. I just looked at the Miraval, the Art of Rosé website, and it is very expensive and sexy looking. At one point, they're pouring the rosé into someone's hand, and it's just spilling out.
Again, I think this is a case of she had an interest, and she didn't care enough. Getting rid of it and selling it to this guy did damage in terms of, like, it was a middle finger to Brad Pitt, right?
I'm going to ruin you.
Exactly. And so she didn't care enough to, like, you know, not do this. And what he's arguing is that this sale should not go through because he is the one who put the sweat equity into the business. It was his passion. She doesn't care. And she's just doing this as a middle finger. So you shouldn't approve this sale. This sale should not go through.
It's so confusing. I mean, how do you... So that person would own half, or this corporation really would own half?
Well, whatever share she had.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know what that is, because I've... Or more than half, he is screwed, you know?
Well, even if he's not, it's a control... I don't know if it's a controlling share. I think it was a controlling share, but it doesn't matter. The point is, he does not want to have to be involved with this other liquor company, with Chateau Miraval. So... The moral of the story and the takeaway, because at the end of the day, the thing that is fascinating to me about both Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie is that we are now 7 years, as I said before, away from their divorce, and they are still knocked down, drag out, legal wrangling, claws out.
It's just not
coming for each other in a way that, and I said this years ago, I remember saying, you guys, you're two highly successful people.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why the people around them don't want this to end. Money, yes. Right? Like, the lawyers aren't going to go, you know what? We should really come up with a deal to settle tomorrow and be done.
Right.
No, because they can't. You billable hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that. But, like, at some point, don't you think someone would get them both in a room and say, look, what is this possibly doing for either of you? That's beneficial.
Exactly.
I don't care who's justified or who's right. It would behoove the two of you to go your separate directions. Otherwise, what are we doing here? Because do you need more money? Is that the thing?
Man, I think you personally need to get in a room with them.
You think that'll work?
I think if you can just say it plainly like that, they'd be like, you're right.
But, like, that's what it's...
Man, that I don't know.
It sounds easy to me, but that must be, there must be something else, because that these are not dumb people.
Right. Well, that would require each of them to let go of the revenge, because I really do feel like a switch was just flipped on that airplane, which we all have heard about, where he lost control.
She alleges
and was drunk.
He was violent and abusive.
Yes, which I don't know if that's true, but there are a lot of, you know.
But even if somebody's violent and abusive, and you, and trust me, with her, I could totally see it in the tabloid story that I'm telling in my head. I could see where she would just, you know, look at the camera and be like, I'm going to burn it all down.
That's right.
And she will make her life's goal to just make sure he is never sleeps.
Like, you are miserable now.
And I get that, but. That doesn't do you any favors.
No. You mean Angelina?
Yeah.
You're talking
no, I
to
meant
her
you,
now.
Dawn.
Me?
Yeah. No, yeah, Angelina.
Angelina, like, that's not going to help you. And I'm not...
It's because I'm fresh off 3 seasons of Ted Lasso, but I just feel like you need to move on.
Yeah, I would want to move on. So, in my opinion, like, this is such a unique area where they have this... This is just, the property is unbelievably amazing. It's also a very old property, but it's a thing. And, like, peace of mind is way more important than a thing. Can't he just sell it, his half, to this company, let it go, and buy another piece of property in Europe, which I'm sure there are ones available, where he could start over with his own just wine that he owns, if he's so interested in wine?
Yeah.
Like, why are we so attached to just this property? I do, like, understand there's deep history with this property, and it's, like, one of a kind.
St. Thomas Aquinas visited Miraval in 1252.
Oh My God.
Everything in Europe is so old.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It also has...
I don't even want them. I don't want either one of them to own it. Like, why? Then
can we own it?
I just think that maybe a French person that needs to own it, right?
Yeah.
That's what's gross about this. Like, it reminds me of, like, Nicolas Cage, you know, disassembling.
Or let's do a series.
Taking apart a castle and bringing it to the United
States. A season of White Lotus with Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, God. Oh, oh God. Right.
Where's the wine? Okay.
So it is one of a kind. All right. I'm going back on what I said.
Yeah, no, but I don't. But again, at the end of the day, your piece, you are a rich, successful, powerful Hollywood player.
This isn't your only investment.
With a family and many things to be grateful for. At what point do you just look at yourself in the mirror and go, you know what? I'm going to move on with my life.
He doesn't want to let her win.
Yeah.
He's got that
same. I could see his ego and I could see her ego. I could see both egos just going at it and both feeling equally justified. Like she's just a, you know, vindictive troll and he thinks she's a vindictive troll and she thinks he's an abusive turd who needs to be destroyed. Right?
Yes.
So, but that's like every...
You're breaking it down that simple.
But... You know, I mean, how many other people have been in toxic relationships that could say the same who've had to move on for less? I don't know.
Yes, exactly. Move on for less. That's the key here is that they are these aren't just two people who made their fortune with this thing. They have the ability to make more money.
Yeah.
And so to hold on to something, which I understand, this
go
is
find another
would be
ancient
devastating
ancient winery
own. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so easy for us to sit back and just go, let it go.
Yeah, well, and I feel fine with that because, you know, we don't have the funds to buy a Chateau Miraval. They do.
Mm.
All right, when we come back, Mike's got to spin his big wheel. Why? Big wheel keep on turning because it'll land on a game. And that game is one we'll play, Dawn versus Brad, when we return right here on My Talk.
We better brush up, Jace.
Hey, my talkers, Bradley here for my friends at Your Boat Club. Remember how I told you they have a brand new trial membership? Well, I signed up for that trial membership, you guys, and it is designed to get your feet wet this summer with Your Boat Club. Frankly, they take care of all the work to get you on the water this summer. So whether it's your first time boating or you want to get out on the water, again, every week this summer, Your Boat Club has a solution for you. Now, I want you to check out that trial membership like I did. It's super easy to sign up. It's very well explained on the website. Just head to yourboatclub.com. They've got videos you can watch to understand how it works. You can read testimonials. There's all sorts of stuff on that website. Check it out. They've got 30 locations in Minnesota. They've also got locations in Wisconsin, Illinois, and even Florida. I'm so excited to tell you about my experience with Your Boat Club, but I want you to check it out for yourself at yourboatclub.com today.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1. Well, we've had fun today. If you missed the debate on do you like soft or hard ice cream, you can go back and listen to our podcast as well as the other hours. Check it out at mytalk1071.com. But now it is time to play a game with Mike.
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
Yes, a new week means a new crop of game shows for you two to play head-to-head for the first 4 days.
Yeah!
And then we play as a team on Fridays, of course,
We
always do to end the show. Let's spin the wheel, find out what we're going to play to start out the week. One of our Monday favorites.
Name that tune.
Name that tune.
Oh, okay, yes.
There you go. It is a little name that tune today, as we are going to be picking some songs here for you two to try to figure out. If you haven't heard Name That Tune before, I think it's the one we've played the most here on Game Show Roulette. I've got 5 songs here. They all are going to share a same theme, and then I will give a little bit of a descriptor for each one of them. You two, after hearing that, will then go back and forth bidding on how many seconds you think it's going to take you to name that tune. If you name the tune correctly, you get the point. If you fail, your opponent will get that point, and we'll go through as many as it takes, but... 5?
Yeah.
possible.
Sometimes I feel like I shouldn't listen to the clue because I get a preconceived notion of what it is in my head. And then when it isn't Whitney Houston, I go, oh no, my brain freaks out.
Well,
but I'll still listen.
Okay, I think that's probably
that's
a better strategy.
Otherwise,
it would be a really
weird
game.
Weird segment.
Okay.
there was a list recently put together by Time Out magazine of the 60 best songs of the 80s.
Oh,
God, I love 80s music.
So all five of these songs, this is going to be your overall clue, all five of these songs are from that list.
Okay.
So according to that magazine, they're the top 60 songs of the 80s. And I'll start off with this first clue for you. And let me flip a coin here quick.
For me or him?
Somebody call it.
Tails.
It is heads this time. Heads. So with that, Bradley, you're going to start the bidding after you hear this first clue.
Okay.
One of the final massive hits in the decade that was this permanent A-lister's best. One of the final massive hits in the decade that was this permanent A-lister's best.
Mm.
You can start the bidding at 10 seconds.
Can you imagine? Mike?
Yeah.
Dawn?
Yes?
I can name that tune in 3 seconds.
Whoa!
Ooh!
Going for it.
Ooh, name that tune.
Ah! I thought for sure she would take it.
No.
All right. 3 seconds. And again, this is your clue was one of the final massive hits in the decade that was this permanent A-lister's best. 3 seconds, Bradley. You ready to do this?
Yeah.
Or attempt to do this? Let's find out. Name this. Oops. There we go. Name this tune.
Are you ready, boys? I'm in the love, and it goes like this. Don't go for a second best, baby. Put your love to the test. That's Madonna. Don't go for a second, baby. Put your love to the test. You know, you got to make it. I don't.
You need an answer. Can't let you sing the entire song. Answer.
Oh, God, I can't think of it.
I can't steal,
an answer.
Can I?
No, you just can't steal.
You got a guess?
Madonna, that is, Do You Believe in Love? No, what is the name of the damn song?
What is it?
Express Yourself.
Oh, God!
You did a great
job.
I'm not going to be able to go home tonight.
It's okay. I totally would have done the same thing if I wasn't on the other side
Express
here.
Express Yourself.
You did a great job of naming every single word in the song.
I had to go through
the chorus.
Yeah.
All righty. So first
I didn't
one.
I know it started out like that, like a
room. Do it one more time. It gives you a little.
Yeah. I've never heard that. I think the radio edit didn't have that zipper or vroom of a car, whatever it is.
The zipper.
Do you believe in love?
All right, we got to move on to the next one here.
Sorry.
All right, first one goes to Dawn. Congratulations on that one.
You've got a one. Point?
Yeah, you got it right. Or you got it. Or he didn't get it right, I should say.
Yeah, here we go. I didn't get it right, so you got the point.
I see.
You get to start the bidding here this time. Not hard to judge why this 1983 song made the list.
Not hard to judge.
Not hard to judge that this 1980 or why this 1983 song made the list. So you can start the bidding there, Dawn.
Okay. I can name that tune in 3 seconds.
Go for it, Dawn.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, let's all see. Right, you've got right. 3 seconds of this song. One more time. Your clue for this and all these songs, again, coming off that list of the top 60 songs of the 80s. Not hard to judge why this 1983 song made the list. Here you go. Name this tune.
Oh, no. Oh, that's not a lot.
That's not a lot.
Only three seconds. Toto Africa?
Oh, that was my guess.
Incorrect.
That was going to be my guess, too.
Incorrect? Okay. Shoot.
You got a guess, Bradley?
No, I don't.
It's hard to judge because that is one of the judges of American Idol, Lionel Richie, with All Night Long.
Oh, shoot.
Move on to the next one because it is 1-1 now. We got a lot of game left. Here we go. 1-1. We're moving on to song number three, or I should say tune number three. Here we go. This uplifting song is from a group led by a soulfully eccentric 80s icon. Uplifting song from a group led by a soulfully eccentric 80s icon.
Who goes?
Bradley, you start the bidding this time.
Dawn, I can name that tune in 4 seconds.
Bradley, I can name that tune in 3 seconds.
Name that tune!
I'm not very confident, do I?
Back to three songs again. Okay. 3 seconds again. Okay. And again, your clue. Uplifting song from a group led by a soulfully eccentric 80s icon.
Okay.
Here's your 3 seconds.
Karma Chameleon.
Oh, God. There she goes.
Look what I wrote down.
Easy.
I thought maybe that's what's going to be it. So, yeah. Okay.
There you go.
That's such a good song.
It is. Really good. I named my cow Boy George.
Oh, that's awesome.
Your cow?
Yeah, when I was little, you know.
You had a cow?
Yeah.
All right.
I like how she says that.
We gotta
like,
go on.
You can't just get me.
Okay, go on.
Please mark that in so we can bring it up tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, great.
All right, here we go. It is Dawn now with a 2-1 lead. It could come down to this. We'll find out. Nearly a decade after making arguably the greatest song about a sultry topic, this guy may have outdone himself with a tune on the same topic.
Oh.
Nearly a decade after making arguably the greatest song about a sultry topic, this guy may have outdone himself with this tune on the same subject.
Is it me?
It is you to start the bidding.
I can name that tune in 4 seconds.
Dawn, I can name that tune in 3 seconds.
I can name that tune in 2 seconds.
Go
what am I doing?
What am I doing, she says after she bids it.
Okay.
All right, Dawn, this is for the win. Or no, sorry, are you going to?
Yep.
Bradley, did you say name that tune?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Here we go.
I'm not going to try to do it. 2 seconds of this one.
Is this a male?
Nearly a decade after making arguably the greatest song about a sultry topic, this guy may have outdone himself with this tune on the same subject.
Okay.
Here we go. For the win.
Oh, no.
Need an answer.
I want to sex you up. That's not right, because that's Color Me Bad.
Right.
I have no idea what that is.
That's Marvin Gaye with Sexual Healing.
Oh, shoot.
A decade after coming up with Let's Get It On. Okay, here's the final one. Shockingly, this guy won 20 Grammys and never had a number one hit.
Okay.
This tune was his closest.
Okay.
Dawn, I can name that tune in 3 seconds.
Name that tune.
Okay.
All right, comes down to this. You got 3 seconds. You just heard the clue. Here you go, Bradley, for the win or for the loss.
Dancing in the dark.
That's it for the victory.
Yeah! Bruce Springsteen.
That is Bruce Springsteen. Right. Never had a number one hit.
Really?
That's
a crime.
20 Grammys and no number one hits.
Wow. That's crazy.
Great job, guys. That was fun.
Thank you, Mike.
Fun times.
I love naming that tune. Dawn. It's time to go now.
Okay, bye.
Put your clothes back on.
Oh.
I'll put mine on. We'll return
tomorrow.
What is this?
No, we were wearing that outfit. Okay. Remember Kanye and his wife?
Oh, sure.
We'll be right back. That's Lori and Julia.
First Equity.
Hey, my talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Boulevard Autoworks, BLVDAutoworks.com. Tom and his team right over in St. Anthony are ready and waiting to keep your vehicle in tip-top shape all summer long. Summer road trip season is here, and basically that means it's time to get the vehicle over to Tom and the pros at Boulevard. So whether it's an oil change, scheduled maintenance, or something else, even if you just want them to kick the tires and make sure that you are in good shape for your summer road trip, they will get it done, and better than most. In fact, with free courtesy cars, a car wash with every service, they're going to keep your car happy all summer long. So make an appointment today. It's super easy. You just head over to the website. I've done this many times. Whether it's scheduled maintenance or issues that I've had with my vehicle, you make that appointment online. They'll give you a confirmation and then a reminder. And then at some point after you drop off your car, they're going to tell you exactly what's going on with it, when you can pick it up. You'll pick it up. It's going to look great and drive great. Head to BLVDAutoworks.com today.